time when investors are confronted with market volatility and a variety of challenges fueled by the uncertainty of inflation, unsettled geopolitical tensions, and economic pressures. Justin Klein and Steve Peasley stand ready to take your finance and investment questions and share their unbiased answers. This is InvestTalk, independent thinking, shared success. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. The clarity for your path forward starts now. Here is KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and this is InvestTalk. I appreciate you being with me on this Tuesday, October 11, 2022. We're into fall. It's starting to cool off here. I hope it's nice and fallish weather where you are. The market is still volatile. It's going to continue to be so. I mentioned that most nights when it is. When it stops being very volatile, I'll let you know. I don't think that's going to happen until the Fed stops doing what it's doing, raising interest rates. So I think we just have to expect it. The question we have, you know, a lot of people think we're near the pivot, the Fed pivot. A lot of writing, a lot of market commentary. The Fed's going to pivot. When's it going to pivot? Meaning, when's it going to change from raising interest rates to stop raising interest rates and maybe even think about lowering it? I think we're pretty far away from that. I don't think we're that close. I don't think it's like way off and we don't see it in the future. It's coming. I just don't think it's coming anytime soon. The Fed wants to kind of destroy the economy. Okay, I don't want to say it that way. The Fed wants to stop the strength of our economy. They want to make it weak, fighting inflation. Whatever that tells. But my history, if you look at history, Fed's not good at timing these things, dangerous or not. I'm Steve Peasley. I look forward to doing the show every day. Well, not every day anymore. Justin and I switch off. I did it for years and years and years, all 5 days of the week, 4 to 5 every day. We still do it 4 to 5 every day, but Justin and I split it up. So I'm here today. He'll be here tomorrow. And we do this show because we like doing it. It's kind of fun to do. We like answering investment questions. We like to provide the best unbiased answers to your financial questions we can. Of course, that means you have to call. And our number is 888-99-CHART. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. But the line is always open, and you can leave your questions, and we'll answer them later. My focus point today concerns a story about the right time to convert your IRA to a Roth IRA. Roth IRA conversions. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what the penalties are if you do it? Or the benefits? That's what we're going to discuss later on today. Okay? And if we have time, I want to talk about other things that I read a lot all day long, and if I come across something I think that might be interesting to share in the show, I write a couple of notes to myself and make sure we talk about that. There was a survey of teens, 14,500 teenagers, and it talked about what they view, what types of videos, TV they view. I thought I'd share that with you. What are the Q3 earnings? What's the expectations for the third quarter earnings, which are coming out now? They'll be coming out pretty heavy. And this is according to Goldman Sachs. And I thought that I had interest in sharing with you what they expect. And again, when will the Fed pivot? What will happen when the Fed does pivot? Do you think we're going to have a bull market? All of a sudden, we're going to change from a bull market and bear market? You know, we got to be aware that that's not necessarily so. So I want to talk about that today, too. So those are things I want to talk about. Of course, that's time permitting. And also, we have voice bank questions. And, of course, those people who left a message after they rated us on Apple, on iTunes. Is it iTunes? What is it on? Anyways, we're going to do their calls. There's a question about Under Armour. We have a question about Dutch Brothers. So we got lots of things to talk about. What did the market do today? Remember, the number is 888-99-CHART, and you can call now and line up. 888-99-CHART. And the market was mixed today. The Dow ended up being up 37 points, not much. The market was kind of volatile, up, down, up, down, up, down, but nothing major. The NASDAQ ended up being down 116 points, and the S&P down 24. So basically, the market was probably on the downside. Remember, the Dow is only 30 stocks. They were up 37 points, 30 big stocks, whereas the S&P is 500 stocks. All big, pretty good-sized stocks, but 500 of them. So the S&P is more indicative of the overall market, and it was down 24 points. So you just got to realize that's what happened. Okay, let's go ahead and take our first caller question. Let's go ahead and play that.
Hi, this is Lily from Big Bear. I'm just calling in regards to the stock SEV. It's at a 52-week low at 233. Just bought a lot of it right now. Just seeing how you feel about that stock. It's not a giant company, but any thoughts or recommendations? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, it is a tiny company. It's Sono Group, German-based co-developer of solar-powered electric vehicles that allow vehicles to benefit from solar power. Solar power, not electric, just electric vehicles, but solar-powered electric vehicles. They're losing money. They're losing a lot of money. They have no sales. It's a $155 million company, and I would not own this company. I remember my rule. I don't like buying companies that don't make money. Now, you're betting on the future, but there is no cash flow of any kind. So when they're going to have a product? And even then, it's going to take years and years to turn a profit. Management owns 65%. Mutual funds own 14%. There's 17 mutual funds. There used to be 28. Now there's only 17. Way too speculative. Chances of this company going out of business are very high. $2.11 stock. Appreciate the call. This is Invest Talk. We are very happy to hear the caller questions that come in via our voice bank recordings. But it's worth mentioning that for listeners that want a bit more interaction to their questions, fresh calls are always helpful. It's a live show. Give us a call from 4 to 5 Pacific time. Our number never changes, 888-99-CHART.
Why do listener questions make InvestTalk better?
Which of these would you recommend?
Because each caller presents fresh questions in their voice.
I was curious if you still think aluminum has a ways to go from here.
When do I know the right time to take profits?
Should I be looking for an exit? Should I be holding here?
And listeners instinctively realize that InvestTalk uniquely offers a welcome dose of investing satisfaction.
I think you have a terrific show, and I've learned a whole lot.
Hey guys, love your show. I've been listening for several years now, and I've learned a lot.
Justin Klein and Steve Peasley understand what investors need and want.
I would look at it from a tax perspective. If there's no tax implications, move on, find better ways to use that money.
I'm going with the odds. I think a half position now would at least get you in it and get you watching it so you won't lose track of it.
Don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Each time I host the Invest Talk podcast, I have the satisfaction of taking caller questions and then breaking down the often complex dynamics involved. If you've never called, don't hold back. You can leave your Invest Talk questions on the 24/7 anytime listener line at 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Love to talk to you. Give me a call. Our focus point today, is the time right for Roth conversion? What is a Roth conversion? Well, that's taking a regular IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA. To know whether or not it's the right time, you have to clearly understand the tax consequences of both the regular IRA and the Roth IRA. Okay, and it's pretty simple. But you got to have that in your head before you can decide what you want to do. A regular IRA is money that you put in that's tax deductible going in. And I usually explain it this way. Let's say you make $100,000 and you put $5,000 into your regular IRA. That means you only are taxed on $95,000, not the whole $100,000 that you made. On a Roth IRA, you are taxed on the whole $100,000 when it goes in. Now, what's the difference? Well, all the earnings from a regular IRA, from the time that you put the money in till the time you start taking it out in retirement, when you're in your 60s, we won't go into that necessarily exactly, but all that time that you're earning money on this money, you're invested in whatever, and then when you start taking it out, every cent that you have put in your IRA and it has earned is now taxed when you take it out. Whatever you take out in that year, that goes to your income for that year and you have to pay income tax. In a Roth, all those years and earnings and everything else, you're never taxed and you don't have any requirement of ever taking it out. That's the difference. Now, why would you convert an IRA to a Roth? Because as soon as you, any amount of money in an IRA you convert to a Roth, which you can do a partial or all of it, but any amount of money you convert, whatever year you do that, that's added to your income for that year, and you had to pay income tax on it. And whatever you put over in the Roth, now it gets to grow tax-free. Okay, there's the difference. Now, why would you do that? When would you do that? Well, it might be beneficial at certain times of your career to move the money from an IRA to a Roth IRA, especially if you have a bad year and you have no income for that year, right? You know, then you can move over some of the IRA money because it won't be, you have a very low tax bracket or no tax bracket because you didn't make money. I mean, there are reasons to move it, but you need to talk to your tax guy. I mean, that's the best way to go about it. Okay? 888-99-CHARTER is our number, 888-992-4278. We got a voice caller in. Let's go ahead and go to the voicemail caller.
Hey guys, love to get your thoughts on Under Armour, ticker symbol UAA. Looks like the stock has had a pretty big pullback. Just wondering if it'd be a good idea to buy some shares here down low and ride it on the way up, back up to 20. Thanks.
Okay, Under Armour, UAA. Markets performance apparel, footwear, accessories made from moisture-wicking synthetic fabrics. I have some of those. The shirts for them, and they work pretty good. Okay, they're going to make 85. Well, they made 85 cents a share last year. Next year, they're going to make 48 cents. So they're going to go down. Money is going. The earnings are going to go down, and they don't have very much growth either. Okay, very low growth. They are a big company. $3 billion. They could be considered a small company. Okay, not big. They do about $1.4 billion in sales a quarter, so the price to sales ratio is very good. They trade at 1.4 book value, which is pretty low. It's a $7 stock going to make 48 cents. Okay, what is that? A 15, 16, 17 PE? And their range is 14 to 176. Return equity is 21%, which is very good. They don't have much debt, which is very good. Management owns 16%, which is pretty high. So there's a lot of fundamentals that are good on this, except for I don't think it's as cheap as it needs to be because their earnings are going down. Earnings are going down. It's a pretty cyclical stock, and the Fed's trying to slow down the economy, so that's never a good thing. Never a good thing. So I like the company. It's got some good things going for it, always has, but I don't know if I'd be a buyer of it at this point. And it seems like it's cheap because it's $7 a share, but That's not cheap when their earnings are going to keep cut almost in half. We're heading into a break. I welcome your finance and investment questions now. No questions are too simple or too complex. You set the agenda. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
You've got a portfolio to grow and protect, and this is no time to lose focus. So get your finance and investment questions together and call Steve Peasley and Justin Klein. They're ready with their unbiased answers. InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's go talk to Alberto in San Jose. Hi, Alberto.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I was looking at Sony, S-O-N-Y. I owned it about a year ago. I know it's been down from that time to now about half of the value, so I was looking to get your opinion on that.
Okay. Sony, Japanese manufacturer of audio, video equipment, computers, electronics, components, gaming, music. It's a $79 billion company. I also know they're into batteries. Yeah, they had a couple of battery factories, if I remember right. They're going to make $5.04 this year. That's down from $6.18 last year. And next year, they're going to have a little bounce back at 560. That's what they're saying. Sales are shrinking for the last couple of quarters, 8% in March quarter, 16% in June quarter. So they're on the downswing, and that's why it went from $120 down to, you know, $64 right now, $64.17. So yeah. The question you're asking, which is a valid question, which is it low enough? Is it ready to turn around? I mean, how cheap does cheap have to be before you buy it, you know? And I would say that I still think it has a little ways to go. It looks like it has very strong support in like the 50 to $55 area. That, and it's at 64 now. So you're getting there, but I think this is not quite yet the time. Good company, though. Good company, not much debt. Management owns 1%, which is a big for a $70 billion company. And the P.E. ratio is pretty low, but it can get down to 8. So 8 times 5, which is next year's earnings, is, you know, $40 a share. I don't think it's going to go there, but it could. So not yet. Good company, though. Thanks for the call. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Okay, there was a survey about 14,500 teens. So it's a big survey in 47 states, across 47 states, about teens and their habits of watching video, TV, or whatever video they like to watch. And by far, they prefer Netflix and YouTube. Two by far. 43% of their time watching is YouTube. I'd say 41%. And it used to be, in 2016, only 17%. Why am I bringing this up? It's bad news for cable TV, right? Cable TV is losing future customers. So you're going to have to be very, very careful of where you're going to put your invested dollars. You're going to buy a cable network company, or would you rather buy, you know, a company that caters to the young teenagers? You know, and at this point, YouTube and Netflix are in the lead by far. So something to consider. You know, you always want to go with the... You know, the thing about investing is you're looking at the future. You're always looking at the future. Invest in the future of things. What are the future of things? And it's not that hard if you sit back and think about it a while. You know the future thing is electric cars, right? You know that. Well, what investments will benefit that? Don't go for just the easy one. Oh, I'll buy a Tesla. No, don't do that. Yeah. What else is needed for that future? Okay? And, you know, that don't, you got to think deeper than that. Okay, I'll give you an example. If you're thinking of future as electric cars, well, of course you're going to have to produce electricity. We know that. How efficient is the electric car? Is there going to be more efficient batteries, per se? One of my favorite topics. Or maybe there'll be parts that are for electric cars versus internal combustion cars that might be companies who might make certain systems, software, you know, to make the cars, electric cars, more efficient. Who makes that stuff? How about those little screens? You know, cars are having all those screens and computer chips and all that stuff. Who makes those? I don't know. Just got to think deeper. So think about what the teens are going to do. They're not going to watch cable TV. That's not something they're that interested in. Okay? Just not. There's a lot of companies. Now, what about Disney Plus? What about Amazon? What about all those other? That's one of the reasons why they're producing their shows and why they're going through that, you know, the pay-for-service. It's why they exist. They know that the audience is changing and they've got to change with it. So that's their whole effort, just, you know, keep capturing that the younger generation as they get older. Not me, not the older generation. They're not interested in us. Okay. On the next Invest Talk, the story behind the headline, the IMF is predicting that global growth will slow next year. If accurate, 2023 will feel like a recession for millions of people in the United States, the European Union, and China. That's tomorrow. But for now, I'm Steve Peasley, and I'm ready to take your questions live, 888-99-CHART.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. It's easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs. To spread the word that you are hiring, add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. And with LinkedIn Jobs, simple tools like screening questions make it effortless to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. This is why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one for delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. Listen, you want to finish the year strong, and adding the right team member, the right hire, might help you do that. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk with faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/invest. That's linkedin.com/invest to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have questions about FDIC security, mortgages, money market funds, losses to your retirement plans? Give us a call today, 888-99-CHART.
Inflation is running rampant, supply chains are clogged, and labor market is tight. What does that mean for margins? But not every business is in the dark. And how do these business owners get a handle on all the important numbers in their operation? NetSuite. It provides everything you need, all in one place. And NetSuite is helping business owners everywhere. Over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and of course, inventory. So you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need, all in one place. In 2022, profit is the new growth. So NetSuite helps you identify rising costs, automate your manual business processes, and see where to save money. Know your numbers, know your business, and get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/investtalk right now. NetSuite.com/InvestTalk. NetSuite.com/InvestTalk.
The markets react to uncertainty. Are you prepared? Is your portfolio balanced? Is it optimized? Your financial future depends on the answers to those questions. Steve Peasley is here now, and he's ready to talk with you. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-99-CHART, everybody. We're going to talk to Tony in San Francisco. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Steve. I want to get your take on the real estate market.
Uh-huh.
And is it now a good time to get into a second property that I'm trying to get a rental for? Or should I wait until next year? Or
I'm
not going to get timing right, but...
Yeah, I think there's still going to be some weakness. The Federal Reserve is going to raise rates, right? You know they've been raising rates, and it's affected the real estate market. But it hasn't affected that much. And I think we have a shortage of real estate properties. But I don't think I'd be interested in buying real estate at this point in time. They have very long cycles. And we had a pretty long up cycle. And I just think I don't think there's any rush to get into real estate. If you found a great deal out there, some real estate property that, boy, this is a great deal, I'd probably buy it. You know, if that's where you want to invest your money. I don't think you should necessarily avoid it completely, but I think you, the buyer, has to be very particular at this point. And you can be because sellers are going to get desperate at some point. I just don't think they're desperate enough yet. So you want that? I think you got some time. Don't be in a big rush. So I think it's too early. Okay, Tony. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and squeeze in another caller question. 888-99-CHART.
Hi there. My name's Eric. I'm calling from Phoenix. I had a question about Dutch Bros. I was just wondering what kind of evaluation you would give to that company. Especially since it's been around, it's been a private company since like 1992. How would you give a value to one that just went public? All right, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's only been public only a couple of years. I mean, 2021 is when it went public, so this is its second year. So I'm not keen on it. It's too expensive for me. Dutch Brothers, Inc. Operates 538 drive-through coffee shops in 12 states in the United States. I stayed in a Mota hotel up in the Washington area, and that Dutch Brothers drive-through, man, that place was just busy. There was always someone driving through there to get coffee. So it's a drive-through coffee shop. They're going to make 12 cents this year. And then 34 cents a share next year. Last year, they made 31 cents a share. So the earnings are kind of erratic at this point. Sales growth is continuing. That's the good point. Okay, the growth was 40 to 50% per quarter for almost 2 years so far. However, it's a $4.8 billion company. It's for selling only $186 million a quarter. That seems to me to be kind of expensive, okay? Because the stock is at $29.55. And it's going to make 34 cents. 20 PE is, what, 7 stock price? 40 PE is 14, and it's at 29. Too expensive. And it's expensive, and the price has been going down. It was as high as 80. Now it's 29. So everybody look at it and say, oh, it's come way down. Well, they shouldn't have been way up in the first place. That's what the problem is. You know, remember, growth stocks are being reevaluated. So I'd probably stay away from it. I'd stay away from it. Okay? This is Invest Talks. Maybe we can squeeze in one more caller? 888. Oh, we can't. Okay, I got to take a break. Okay, sorry. We're going to go to another talking point. Okay, what are they expecting for Q3 earnings? What are they expecting? Now, according to Goldman Sachs, they're expecting a 3% year-over-year earnings per share growth, 3%, and sales to be up 13%. They also expect margins, profit margins, to contract less than 1%, but about 0.75% contract margins. So the reason why I'm bringing this up, there's always a reason I bring these up, because you know I like to get all these stats, and I like to say, okay, well, what did you say 3 months ago, 6 months ago, what was it? Well, just a couple of months ago, Goldman Sachs expected earnings per shares to be up 10%. Now they're only expecting 3%. Now, this is a good lesson to learn. Wall Street, with Goldman Sachs and all those guys, right? Wall Street always tries to reduce your expectations before the earnings come out, so they can say when the earnings come out, oh, it's better than we expected. Ooh, big surprise. They're manipulating the numbers. Okay? There's no doubt in my mind they do that. So Wall Street, 2-3 months ago, expected it to be 10%. Now it's 3%. Now they have very logical reasons for reducing it. I mean, they do. It's not like they say, well, it's not like they just arbitrarily do it. They make sure they justify doing it, but I still think they're manipulating us, manipulating our expectations, investors' expectations, so they can, remember, Wall Street, what's Wall Street's job? Their job, number one, is make sure to keep investors happy, keep them involved, keep spending money on stocks and bonds, and, you know, they want to keep it, so they want to talk positive things. That's their favorite thing, right? I mean, the most obvious hype that I know in my history is the dot-com hype. I mean, before the crash, Wall Street couldn't talk enough about how this is a new time where, you know, earnings doesn't really matter. These stocks are worth this. And there was IPO after IPO after any company that had a dot-com after the name in the 1990s. Went up public and skyrocketed. Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, and those people made tons of money. Investors, not so much. So just bear in mind, even though they're being manipulated, it might be true. I think we'll probably get a little bit more than 3%, maybe not as much as 10. But I just want you to, anytime you read stuff like that from the experts, take everything they say with a grain of salt. Okay, just don't necessarily believe it. That's why you like to read a lot of different things over a broad spectrum, because it helps round you out as to what you can expect. I don't expect earnings to be that great. No, it's not. I don't know what the numbers are going to be, but I don't expect them to be great. I expect them to continue to be kind of poor as we continue on, because the Fed is raising interest rates and they want to destroy our... I don't want to say that. They want to slow down the economy to get on top of inflation. Well, until the Fed sees that they're on top of inflation, whatever that view is to them, they're going to keep raising interest rates. And what is that view? I don't know. They say they're looking at their favorite inflation gauge is the PCE number. You know, not necessarily the consumer price index or the producer price index, which are inflation gauges, but their PCE number, which is another gauge of inflation. So we'll see. Remember what their goal inflation is? You know what it is? 2.5%. 2.5. Well, you know what we are now? Excuse me. About 10%. Anyways. Okay, let's see. You know, volatility is still with us. You got to pay attention. It's not going to go away anytime soon. It just won't. So let me take a quick minute here to talk about what Justin Klein and I, Steve Peasley, might be able to help you with KPP Financial. That's our company. We're in Orange County, California, between San Diego and L.A., and we practice, you know, our philosophy, independent thinking, shared success. We've mentioned that many times. And, you know, we try to put ourselves on the same side of the table as our clients. So that's important to us, you know, to be unbiased in our guidance, to be fair and honest with our advice, and to also buy and sell the same things for ourselves and our client and our accounts as we do for our clients. Same price, same percentage, same everything else. That's what we try to do. And we're pretty successful at that. We have 5 different programs. We're spread out in the various programs. So Justin and I want to be on the same side as our clients. And we'd be happy to share all the information with you when you talk to us. We would love to take a look at your portfolio. We'll help you with that. See if you have the right risk tolerance or risk exposure that will be comfortable to you in this kind of market. You know, we're thinking, you know, maybe those people that are less risk prone, you might want to consider moving into an all bond portfolio because interest rates are going up. You know, interest rates means your yield is going up. Remember, there's competition between bonds and stocks for the invested dollar. And stocks was always the dominant one for many years now. We see that switching over a little bit, where bonds are starting to look pretty attractive. So, you know, we'd be happy to talk to you about it. Give us a call. So you can call us, you can send us an email, call us, contact us any way you want to. Go to our website, hit the contact us button, and be happy to talk to you about it, okay? For InvestTalk friends and listening in Southern California, my San Diego engineer Jorge is reporting rain and thunder showers. Really? This is Southern California. We don't get that. That's pretty unusual. Do I have some? I don't see any out my door. I don't see it here. Maybe I'll get some later on this afternoon. That'd be great. We could use the rain. We don't get rain much here. Let's go ahead and take another caller question.
Why do listener questions make InvestTalk better?
Which of these would you recommend?
Because each caller presents fresh questions in their voice.
When do I know the right time to take profits?
And listeners instinctively realize that InvestTalk uniquely offers a welcome dose of investing satisfaction.
I think you have a terrific show, and I've learned a whole lot.
So don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Art from Tucson. I'm calling about Borg Warner Inc., BWA. Looks like it could be a good buying opportunity here. Wondering what you think about the company, the stock, and a good entry point. Thanks. I'll listen on the podcast.
Okay, Borg Warner Companies, BWA, manufactures engine, drivetrain, components for light vehicle and original equipment manufacturers. Okay. They're going to make $4.26 this year, $4.99 next year. Sales have kind of fallen off the last 3 quarters. They have been flat, not growing. Pays a 2.1% dividend. Return on equity is 15%. Good cash flow, really good cash flow, $7.37. Management owns 1%. Only selling at 1.1 times book value. Book value is what, if you liquidated the whole company and you had a load of cash, how much per share would all the shareholders get? And if it's one time book, that means that the share price of what this one is, $32.93, is they would get $32.93, one times book value, the value of the company. Anyways, this is a very low growth company. It's not an exciting industry. The 5-year range for the PE is 4 to 17, so, you know, you're never going to be exciting. And if they're going to make $4.99, let's just call it 5. If that goes to 4, that means it's a $20 stock. It goes to 10, it's a $50 stock, and they're selling for $32.93. So it's a pretty good value at this stage. It's a pretty good value. It's a solid company. But I would suggest that you'd step back a little bit and look at what they do. And what they do is it all internal combustion engine related? Remember, they're manufacturing engine and drivetrain components. What are they moving toward the future, which is electric vehicles? Now, I notice in September 20th, they acquired the electric vehicle solution, smart grid and smart energy businesses of SSE. Okay, so they're smart enough to know they got to move toward the future. So I would take a look at see what they're doing about that. And remember, also, it's an automobile company, and we're moving toward a cycle. We already had the cycle high in growth and the economy and stuff. Now we're moving to the other direction, and this is a very cyclical company. So I think it might be early, is what I'm suggesting. Good company, but it might be early. And make sure you focus on what is their future in electric vehicles. I would look that up. Okay? Okay, if we move fast, maybe I can get to another caller question. 888-99-TRY. Troy.
Hello, this is Jacob from Seattle, and I'm looking for a good time to add Realty Income, symbol O as in Oscar, to my portfolio. Any help would be appreciated.
Okay, it's a REIT. Realty Income, symbol O is a REIT. Real Estate Investment Trust and acquires retail properties leased to regional, national retail chain operations in 49 states. I'm not keen on retail of national, regional, national retail chains. I'm not keen on that. I think that's going to suffer. So this type of REIT, I'm not very happy with. I wouldn't buy it. Would not. Okay. This is Invest Talk. I'm Justin. I'm Steve Peasley, and we have just one goal here: to help you achieve financial freedom. And our work will continue after this break. So get your questions in now if you can. 888-99-CHART.
This is Invest Talk. For serious investors, it's all about achieving financial freedom. That's why the unbiased guidance offered by Steve and Justin is so valuable. The InvestTalk Anytime listener lines are open now, and Steve and Justin welcome your questions. Call 888-99-CHART.
Steve, Justin, great show. I want to start with that. This is Steven out of South Carolina, Charleston area. I had a question. I've invested in a stock called AMZA, or the ticker is AMZA. I had a couple questions about this. First of all, what's y'all's opinion on this stock? As well, they are structured as a C corporate stock, and I just want to know the ramifications behind taxes and other inside information on this that I don't quite understand fully. Again, the ticker is AMZA, and I was just asking about the C corporation structure, and also thumbs up or thumbs down, as Justin would say. Have a great one, y'all. Thanks.
Okay, it's an exchange-traded fund, ETF, in high-quality midstream energy master limited partnerships. AMZA, it's called InfraCap, MLP ETF. Tax ramification, pays a really nice dividend. These are, you know, what this is what you like about these things, 8.9%. The tax problem, though, is many of these master limited partnerships give you a 1099 at the end of the year, and you have to pay taxes from that 1099. They're not, you know, what that can mean is, you know, that's added to your adjusted gross income for the year, and you could be paying, if you're in a higher tax bracket, pretty high taxes on this money. So, it's not a 1099, I'm sorry, K-1, a partnership agreement. You're part of the partnership. And so you might be paying income tax on that K-1 earnings. And sometimes in a K-1 situation, if that's what this is, and I'd have to look it up. Also, you can make very little money and still pay and still have a K-1 that says you made a lot of money because they reinvested it or whatever they did. There's tax consequences. It's not a simple, clear, I got a dividend and that's I had to pay taxes on my dividends. Not like that. Many master limited partnerships. Now, some are, you know, master limited partnerships, are taxed normally as income, dividends. But most of my experience have been these K-1s, and people hate those things. And you might get one at the end of the year. Okay? 888-99-CHART is our number. Well, when will the Fed pivot? There's been lots of writings about it, lots of articles, a lot of people talking about it. When will they pivot? I mean, they're referring to when will the Fed stop raising interest rates and pivot, either stop completely or turn start lowering interest rates. And I'm going to tell you, it's not anytime soon. It's not. But I think what I'm fearing is people think when they pivot, the stock market's going to rally. And the chances are very good that it will rally, right? But the only, you got to remember though, keep in the back of your mind, the only reason they're pivoting is that they got on top of inflation. Inflation's going down. But how did they get to that is they had to slow down the economy. And that means earnings per share for corporations is going to go down. So should stock prices rally if earnings per shares are going to go down, earnings per share for all these public corporations? So be very conscious that you might get involved in what is called a bear trap, where the market rallies for several months and then turns around and heads right back down because earnings don't come in. Earnings look sick because the Fed slowed down the economy. That's the reason why they pivoted, because they were successful at slowing down the economy and getting on top of inflation, slowing it down. So just be aware that that's the trajectory, what happens. And you're not just, it's not going to be all just, oh, okay, we don't have to worry about it anymore. We're back in a bull market phase. It'll stay a bull market phase for years and years. Well, wait until the earnings show up and that guide your decision-making based on sales and earnings increases. Okay, not just because the Fed pivoted. Okay, I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein and I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members about our free podcast downloads. Our official InvestTalk download totals exceed 46 million. Thank you very much for that. Get your InvestTalk podcast anytime at iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Please be sure to review and rate us on iTunes. Your positive rating raises our profile and helps spread the word. Independent thinking, share success, everybody. This is InvestTalk. Good night.
InvestTalk is a trademark of KPP Financial. Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them. Specifically, nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell security. Because such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor firm which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president, and Justin Klein is chief executive officer of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial. Thank you for listening, and your comments and questions are welcome on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.